What up? Let's get weird. It's your boy, Tommy G, here with the Friday edition of the Staycation Show, live on Twitter Spaces. I have no voice. I could barely speak, and you're going to have to listen to Bill a lot more today, which is going to be unfortunate for you. Bill, it's the second inning of the Brewers game. How many times have you screamed already?
It was first and third, one out.
And you're screaming at the top of your lungs in my ear in the first inning with two men on.
Well, Tommy, I mean, it's
it's 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, first of all,
could you let a fucking play go by without losing your goddamn fucking mind? You'd start screaming the second you wake up.
Well, I'm
can you let a day happen
maybe
where
I
you aren't
upset.
Fucking losing your shit
maybe
from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed?
Someone was calling me at like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, I had to get in some fights.
Yeah.
Beat some motherfuckers up.
You're 44 years old and you're at the bar with
It's 11:30. It was 11:30.
Asian guy fighting.
It was 11:30. I everyone got thrown out by me. Obviously, I did the right thing. I had to put some people in line there, Bill. Luke Hoffman, how you doing?
Doing phenomenal. I'm just in Vegas living life.
Yeah, you were running through the sports book trying to get hedges in last night?
Yep, 100%. Like I got it.
Nice. Joey Rackets?
Yes.
Rackets,
you guys
are
on, like, tape delay? Why did it take everyone 5 seconds to answer when I kicked you, fucking idiots?
Because I'm on mute.
What happened? I thought you weren't here on Fridays.
I can't do video on Friday. I can do audio.
Oh, got it.
Because I can't just sit. Like, the other dude that was staying is gone now, so, like, I can't just sit and do the video show, but, like, I can do audio because I can put myself on mute and go do the shit I need to do.
Oh, you're in an undisclosed location.
You have dudes staying over?
Yes. Don't ask about it, though, just like you.
I'm not asking at all.
He's in a strip joint in Canada.
Run to business!
Is that how he do it? Howie figured out how to get in 2 days in a row. Let's go.
Fuck yeah. Amazing.
Howie, you are a champion.
Dude. Champion? Fuck that. I called it yesterday.
Bill, why are you talking? Why are you talking? Bill, go watch a fucking car.
I mean, why can't this kid ever shut the fuck up?
I want
no
to fucking.
Talking
hey,
Bill,
I want,
Bill, no Bill, one's Bill. Fucking talking to you.
Bill, if I got a question about which is better, a Ford or a Chevy,
Tommy said I have to do a lot of talking today.
Yeah, no, I take it back. Shut the fuck up.
Second, I want to. I'm teaming
Can
up.
Can I introduce everyone?
I'm
before
teaming
you
up with
nonsense?
Howie. I'm teaming up with Howie because
yeah, we have Illinois.
We had the best pick ever yesterday.
I had Illinois, too.
Well, you were being mean to me, so I'm not adding you.
I mean, if I need to hear about sod, I'll talk to you.
No, me and Howie had Illinois. Let's go.
If we have to talk about lawn care, I'll kick to you. Otherwise, shut the fuck up. Anyway, Howie.
Illinois.
Yeah, Illinois. Like, I didn't have it. I fucking had Illinois in my bet pack, you fucking retard. Howie, what happened to UNC yesterday? What happened to us?
Listen. I'm going to say something right now, and I want you to just think about this, because I got some weird texts last night after that game, one of them from a coach. And there's not just him. There's a few coaches that really feel Armando Bascot was fucking
right, that's like almost close to his name. Let's try that again.
Well, whatever.
Armando Bascot. What the fuck was that?
And this is the guy you want talking?
What's his name? What's his name?
Baycock. Go on. Baycock.
All right. Baycock. Whatever.
Baycock. Baywatch.
Armando Baywatch. Listen, if you watch after that missed dunk, you watch when he turned the ball over. He had three or four times to stop guys and grab rebounds, especially on that last one where he's just standing there. Dude, I think – a lot of people are wondering if him and RJ got a nice little cut before this game started.
RJ Davis had a nice little 4-for-20 and 0-for-9 from three. Like,
well,
there's no way RJ Davis.
That's one thing.
There's no way, dude. That kid is way too good for that to happen.
But when's the last time you saw a 6'10 dude with nobody around him? That dunk wasn't even close, man. Like, he tried to hit that off the back of the rim. Derek. Like, that was so shady. How do you miss that?
Derek, and then he gets Down syndrome and lets Grant Nelson destroy him. Like, the kid who has scored four points the entire tournament.
That's what people are questioning that game last night big time.
Listen, that was how does RJ Davis, who's probably the best player in the tournament so far, or at least arguably, including the ACC tournament, who's dropping 30 every fucking game. How does he go for 4 for 20? Bacot can't dunk, can't guard anyone, and they still only lose by two. Like, with those two playing the way they played, they should have lost by 100. That's what pisses me off. If they would have lost by 20, I'd be fine with it. But you had your best player play his worst game, and your other best player fuck up in five big spots, and you still almost won.
Yeah, I mean, Bacot, some of the, especially that last 5 minutes, if you watch that game, he was trying to lose that game. Yeah,
there was a bunch of us like, screaming about it.
That, how do you miss? I just don't get it. How you miss a 6'10 dude? I mean, if I'm under there, I'm going to make that. I'm going to make sure that goes through the cylinder. And that wasn't even close.
Howie, I'm 5'3", and I would have dunked that shit. Fucking come
exactly.
On, man.
Exactly.
Hoffa would have jumped on someone's shoulders.
Listen, so that leads me to the next thing. Yo, who's got Clemson at plus 15,000 getting in that Final Four?
Let's go. Let's go. All in.
Dude!
All in.
I don't even know if I can watch that game tomorrow. I'll be so nervous. But here's the worst part. The worst part is I really think Clemson's going to smash Alabama.
Alabama sucks.
I really do. Clemson is playing the best ball they have all year.
Alabama has literally had every team they play have their literal nut low game, and they're not a good defensive team. Like, I understand if it's like they're a lockdown defensive team. Grand Canyon shot 2 for 20 from three and missed 14 free throws. RJ Davis shoots 4 for 100 during, like, Alabama just keeps speeding by when they should have been out round one, when they gave up 96 points to Charleston. Like, Clemson should kill them.
All you have to do is get back on defense.
We had
you get that Clemson defense.
Get back on D.
When you make a shot,
get back on D.
Just run backwards. Yes.
It's when they make
run
the
backwards.
Shot.
That's it.
You have to sprint.
I hedged yesterday.
That's a good point.
I hedged yesterday on that, and I'm going to hedge again. The spread's already close, so we just need them to go up a couple points, and you got a great hedge opportunity again.
Shit, at 15,000, you can hedge now.
You know, I hedged yesterday. I mean, yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Bro, Bill's been hedging since you put the bet in.
Oh, yeah, bro. I got plus 30,000 and plus 20,000. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the time thing wins, Bill's going to win $18.
A win is a win, dude. A win is a win.
Listen, and I'll tell you another thing. You watch Alabama. If you watched that game last night, I will say this. They D'd up Gerard. They face guarded him the whole entire game. He had to bust his ass just to get open to catch the ball to pass to someone else. I think tomorrow, he gets 20. He gets 20 plus. He gets 20 plus tomorrow.
Are you talking about face guarding Alessandro Mascot?
No, Joe Gerard.
All right, yeah, dude.
They D'd the shit out of him last night.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, they can put like
how
they took him out of the game.
How is Clemson an underdog? Like how are they an underdog Saturday?
I don't know because they should win.
I mean, dude, that's
they have a better team.
I told that we were at the bar last night. I was hanging out with Mad Lab, then we went to the bar, and everyone's like, "Well, Arizona." I'm like, guys, Clemson should be a 6-point favorite in this game. This line is 13 points off. Like it's literally off by 13 points. I was like, we'll take the spread, but the line's off by 10 plus. Like, Arizona being a favorite was retarded yesterday. So we start off with a money line banger, plus 255. We nail the fucking UConn game to the nuts. Ladee, all his props, and the UConn win. We get fucking Illinois, which all three of them won, including the lawn care guy, fucking late at night. And all we needed was RJ Davis to go 5 for 20. Instead of 4 for 20, and we would have had a absolute clean sweep through the entire.
Forget the 4 for 20. How about RJ Davis takes the last shot instead of fucking Withers? Okay, like what is that shot?
And someone took a bag to make sure it didn't go in.
And then he had a defensive lapse the next play down on the defensive side of the ball.
There's no such thing as defensive lapses when you're 0 for 9 from three. There's bags that were taken.
Yes.
Hey, we said it, though. I said, look, the bottom line is this. I said against Arizona, I said if Caleb Love doesn't light it up, they have no chance. And what did he shoot, like 3 for 20?
Yeah.
Caleb Love was non-existent in that game.
Yeah.
Just terrible.
Well, we got some good games today. I like the games today.
Oh, love them. Yeah. Love a couple games.
I think we're barking all day today. I think we're barking from start to finish today. Evan Hand.
I like today.
Evan Hand. We got any headlines we need to talk about? Otani fucking. I actually have an in, by the way, with an Asian banker. Huffin, this is a real story. I actually ran to the bathroom and called Bill. I was hanging out with this Asian banker, like big time banker, like just totally nothing about sports. And he just turns to me out of nowhere. He goes, "Do you follow sports?" I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "I have some information." I go, "What?" He goes, "It was 100% Otani." He goes, "I know someone who knows his translator, and it was 100% him that was putting this in, and they're going to throw it under the rug, but I know for a fact and for certainty it was Otani." And I have no idea why I believe this guy to the fucking nines. He said he's 100% sure. And we weren't talking sports. He wasn't trying to impress me. He was being very modest and shy. And
yeah, he's like, "Oh, you like sports?
I have information for you."
My first question is, how do you know an Asian person? It's not like oiling up their hands, putting you on a table.
Well, no, I don't know That's Asian wild. People. I was at the bar and there was an Asian guy sitting next to me. So now I know an Asian person. Yeah. I woke
Tommy,
up hungover and I looked Asian.
See my selfie with Frank Thomas?
No, big hurt.
Yeah, he was at Circa yesterday.
You guys fucking swapping dick pills?
Oh, we were killing it.
Didn't he do those dick pill commercials?
Yeah.
Big hurt. How much big, nice selfie. Big hurt. Hold on. To Lou Kaufman and Big Hurt, I have to see this. This has to be the funniest picture ever. Where is
oh,
it?
Oh, it's so funny. It's gotta
be this. How tall is he? Like 6'6"?
It's a selfie. I have to do a selfie.
Oh, you have to get the full standing next to each other. You probably looked like...
I couldn't. I didn't have time. He was like... So they were setting up for the MLB opening day. And it was him and Greg Maddux were there. And like, he was walking... I was walking down the place of bet, and he was like right in front of me. And someone stopped him to take a picture. And then I was like, "Can I just get a pic real quick?" And he was like, "Yeah, hurry up." And I just did it real fast. He was going with the host to like go to like do like an interview up behind the camera. So he was like running there.
He should be honored to get a picture with the great Lou Kaufman.
Dude, aww. Greg Maddux is the best special ed pitcher ever. Dude, he is. The friggin' Downies love Greg Maddux. He's a hero.
Evan, at least we can't get demonetized on here.
I was gonna say that.
Yeah. So
dude, you should got a picture just like sitting on Big Hurt's hog after he took a couple pictures. You know that thing's the size of a park bench.
Oh, he's got a hammer. That's where he got the nickname Big Hurt. Ev, what do we got? What do we got going on in the world of sports?
I just sent it in the chat and tagged you, Tommy.
All right,
we never got your opinion on this or Howie's, but it wouldn't be a steak cashing show without talking about the Jets. Jets got Mike Williams. What do you feel about that?
I'm not a Mike Williams guy.
Hey, if he stays healthy and Aaron Rodgers makes it back through a first practice, yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. I mean, Hoffman, what are you doing with your tongue there? Are you trying to fucking like...
I was trying to take a selfie. Dude, I don't take many selfies. What are you doing? I don't take many selfies. I was trying real fast.
You look like a downy.
I was like, oh my god, I gotta do this fast, and I just hit the button and just walked away.
Dude, you gotta use Mike.
Let me get a picture.
Dude, Howie, look at this. Look at the chat.
I can't see it.
Oh, that's like so funny, dude. It's so funny.
Looks like you just pulled your head up from fucking shining his knob.
It's so fucking funny.
Often, use my fucking trick. Video. Oh. Always video. Put the video on it, point it, and then you can screenshot the picture where it doesn't look like you're giving him cunnilingus.
For everyone not in the chat, I put it under the spaces.
Under Frank Thomas's grundle, where Hoffman was before that picture. Oh, I love it.
That's beautiful.
You can put that everywhere, Evan. I don't care. Just put it all over.
I'm gonna have so much fun with Photoshop on this. So much fun on it.
The only other news we have is Caleb Williams getting absolutely fried for wearing nail polish. And a pink phone case.
Dude, I told you he was gay. Did I? Was I the first one to say he was gay? Didn't I say Caleb Williams was gay 6 months ago?
You say everyone's gay.
Bill, have you watched TV? Puff Daddy's about to go down for fucking every black guy in America.
I mean, listen,
literally, the whole African-American community has been fucked by Puff Daddy, and you keep saying, I keep thinking everyone's gay. Yeah, because they're all faggots, dude.
You're out in Cali, dude. That's what guys do out there.
What?
Oh, Jesus. I
mean, you are officially out California. Yeah,
how
time,
many right? more athletes and entertainers need to be fucking children or be gay until you'll stop saying, Tommy, you think everyone's gay or fucking children? Like, does it, like, I'll be the last dude. Person you know left, and you'll still be like, well, not everybody.
Puff Daddy has filled more holes than a paving crew in me and Evan's hometown.
And by the way, Howie, you ready for this? Because this is happening. Mark this. Timestamp this, Evan. Within the next 2 months, Odell Beckham will be exposed for sucking Justin Bieber's dick, which I've been telling you, and sucking the Kardashian kid's dick.
Oh,
he's going down with Puff Daddy. And when that happens, Bill Rupp on tape, I have it in my notes, the timestamp, on tape said if Odell Beckham ever comes out and ends up being gay, he will never debate me on any celebrity or athlete ever being gay again. So, Bill, you got 60 days.
I'm literally right behind Chris Rock. I'm right behind Chris Rock on a city bike. I swear to God.
Really?
Yeah, he's right next to
him. He's gay, too.
should I ask him?
Yeah, ask him. He's gay. So ask him if Odell Beckham's
Chris,
gay.
Chris, are you buddies with P. Diddy? Oh, shit. Chris! I gotta get a picture.
Well, I don't think he's gonna take a picture with you now, Howie.
Yeah. Oh my God. He's like,
hey, Chris.
This motherfucker's driving. He's driving north on. He's gonna get hit by a bus. He don't give a shit.
Yeah. Oh, he's driving faster since you just said that.
That is wild.
Hey, Chris Rock. Do you fuck children? Can I get a picture?
Do you like kids and Vaseline?
And can I get a selfie? No, I can't wait. You know, BJ's coming.
He weighs about 112 pounds. So, yeah, hey, listen. So, yeah, Justin Bieber, I played 2-on-2 against him and his bodyguard.
Yeah, I wouldn't be talking about that right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Might not be the right moment to be talking about how you were playing,
I'm not
with Bieber's balls.
We were up like 13-0, and the guy on my team is a psycho. He's a psycho. And he literally was like, pushing Bieber weighs 110 pounds. His arms are like the size of fucking dental floss. Like, I ran into him and I thought I broke his ribs.
He did. He ran into him too.
But he was the nicest little kid. He was like, "Hey, okay, my bad."
It's what happens when you've been getting beaten with black cock since you were four.
God,
really makes you docile as you get older.
How he's doing? He how he's really doing power moves and really posting. And Bieber saying sorry.
Yeah, really takes the bite out of you.
We were up 15-0, and my buddy was fucking like wanted to fight his bodyguard, who we probably could have beaten the shit out of him because his bodyguard wasn't that big or athletic. And we got up like 17-0, and I was like, "Yo, take it easy, man." He's like, "No, let's fucking shut him out." I'm like, I was letting Bieber shoot anywhere he wanted. He's got this little left-handed.
He's actually decent at basketball. I've seen him at celebrity games. He's not bad.
Let me tell you, that's, I don't know how they film it. Maybe he is, because he really is.
Or he's playing against other celebrities, so he looks good.
I mean, dude, it was seriously like playing against an anorexic special ed kid. I swear to God, I'm not making it up. But we beat him like 21-2.
All right, good job. That was it. anything else there before we go to college basketball, Evan Hand?
Honest, there's nothing.
Nothing, huh?
Nothing.
Bill Rupp, you got any fucking news before we switch over?
No.
Anything you want to talk about?
No, there's really not much going on.
No,
baseball. I mean, Marte hit a fucking laser that I didn't think was even gonna hit the wall, but somehow it got out in the Metro.
You know who else hit a laser last night? O'Neal.
You didn't even bet it.
I know, but we have his over for the season.
I want to say the Yankees had one of the best comebacks of all time yesterday. That game.
It really was.
Rackets, hold on. You have to, let's admit, let's be honest. The Yankees dominated that game. Let's be honest.
I didn't watch the whole thing, but.
Rackets, do you know how many pitches Did Houston pitch yesterday?
They threw 171 pitches, and Volpe and Soto saw 50 of them.
That's insane.
Soto's nuts.
They left bases loaded 3 times.
I mean, that's the Yankees, bro. That's what they've been doing for 3 years.
Yeah, but Rockets, they look totally different, dude. They were all taking pitches. They walked when they had to. They made the pitchers throw. I mean, that was, they went against an ace yesterday, too. And that comeback was fucking awesome.
Volpe looks great.
Just to top it off, the fucking throw at the end of the game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Soto.
My favorite part was the flex with him and Judge. That was awesome. That was really cool.
Yeah, we looked good yesterday. Hey, we got a shot to win today?
I mean, they should.
Shot to win every day with that lineup.
Yeah.
I don't understand, Rackets, why they're not going right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. Like, they literally could do it the whole way down the lineup, and he just refuses. Like, it literally sets up perfect. But listen, this Yankee team's going to be good. It's just a matter of
Rodan's pitching.
Yeah, I don't know if I trust him a lot, but I mean that lineup. Yeah. The lineup is good. The bullpen's pretty good.
Volpe looks great.
Nestor's
very comfortable.
Nestor struggled a little bit, but
You know who didn't struggle?
Who? Arizona.
Orioles scoring 11 14 runs.
14 runs.
Corbin Burns.
Yeah.
They look good.
Orioles looked awesome.
Yeah, we all had the Orioles, except Bill.
What?
If I didn't have Illinois, then you wouldn't have the Orioles.
First of all, also yesterday was Kansas City killed me in rackets.
I literally would have swept everything I fucking bet except for
You guys will be off that Royals train in like a month.
And then
no, I'm not. I won't be.
How about the Ohtani RBI to start off the whole fucking day?
I mean,
what the fuck was that,
dude?
You got Mookie really Betts. Mookie Betts. Ohtani hits one to the right field wall. And Mookie Betts is on first, and you don't send him?
Insane, dude.
He would have
They scored 7 runs. Ohtani had 2 or 3 hits, and they couldn't fucking get an RBI.
Ah, bro, insane. Insane.
I still want to murder everyone on North Carolina. I can't even get mad about another sport.
Tommy, two things happening today. Must happen.
Oh, God. Must start for Yamamoto.
Must start for Yamamoto, 100%, but he's not pitching, so it's not. We're not talking about Yamamoto. Yamamoto's not pitching today.
He's not? I thought he was pitching it.
Nope, they moved him back.
So tomorrow's the must start.
I guess. I don't know what they're doing with him, Rackets. Do you know why they're pushing him back?
I hope he's hurt.
I do not know, no.
The Yankees today, Rodon, like how he said.
Must start.
Huge game, dude.
Is this a must-win game for the Yankees today?
Not a win. He's got to pitch well.
Rodon has to pitch awesome.
Has to.
So we actually have our third pitcher in 3 days that has to pitch awesome. Got it.
Coming off the year he had, I feel like he does.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You guys are so fucked. This is why you guys can't win Beat the Streak.
Shut up.
I don't even play till week 2. Because we need to let you guys get a win at some point. Let you get a lead so that you don't just get wired to wire.
Rackets and I are tied for first.
That's fantastic. You guys are literally the week 1 champions of the world in every sport.
Well, Rackets and Osman both have too.
That's fine. Why does the must start for Rodon? Why does every year do you guys forget that none of this matters?
It matters.
Literally not a single thing that happens this month matters at all.
Of course it matters.
162 games, dude. Not one start at the beginning of the year is must for your season.
And what makes the different ones at the end of the season, the must wins? They're still 1 of 162.
Well, yeah, no, they're not, because you need to go into the playoffs hot. I'd rather him struggle at the beginning and get good at the end of the year than have a great April.
All right, Tommy, we got a lot of must wins tonight in the NBA also. So.
How many must wins, Bill? Tell me.
Right now, I'm looking at least 4.
You know what the funniest part of all this is going to be? That a month and a half ago, I told him exactly who the NBA teams that were going to be in the playoffs, regardless of what happens, and every one of those teams is in right now. One game was a must win. Tommy, Everything happened exactly how it was supposed to.
Oh, really? You picked it? 26 out of the 32 teams make it.
So no, the whole West. Really the whole
went,
West.
You
whole
really West. Went out on a limb
Which
there.
Is why nothing was a must win, you fucking idiot.
Oh, that's the over 10. Get to the playoffs. Home run. Tied it up, Yelich.
Oh, my God.
Let's go. Let's go, Brewers.
Let's go.
Hey, I meant the Knicks OKC game on Sunday, so must that's a big win. We got to win that one.
No, that bro, must that is game. A big win.
I know, everything's
a big game.
Yeah, we got to get the three seed.
Yeah, it's a big game.
Must win.
Oh, by the way, we have futures on the Knicks, like a good futures on the Knicks. We have them to finish better than the six seed, and we have them three seed and four seed. Three seed is plus 900, four seed is plus 650. I put those all out before the season.
Let's go.
So those look great.
I think you can cash every Pelicans bet I put out, right?
Oh, yeah, they're going to make the playoffs, yep.
I'm champion. One bet, one win. Let's go.
Once again, the futures. We are the best.
Like, unstoppable. Absolutely. Man children. Except Bill yeah. sucks. He's good at regular season.
Who's leading the bracket pool?
Like, well, first weekend. That's yeah.
First weekend, yeah. We're at the Elite Eight already.
First weekend run.
Fucking winning it all, baby.
I hope you lose. I hope you lose last minute. I will fucking hope. I pray for you to come in second.
You're such an asshole.
All right, how we doing? What do we like today? We're going to give we're going to give out the North Carolina State game. We'll give out the Gonzaga game and Duke, and we'll keep creating Tennessee to ourselves. So we'll give them three again today. And then we're not going to give any of the props, any of the new futures we're putting up. I'll have the bracket Bible done in about an hour and a half once we get off the show. NC State beats Marquette today, I think.
I think it's going to be a hell of a game. I think it'll be a good game. I think 6.5 is way too many points. They'll cover. It's going to be a good game.
Yeah, I think it's a
good game.
I think it's a mirror image of yesterday. Nice 7.5-point live dog to start the day. We have big futures on. Yeah. I just think Marquette's better than Arizona. So yesterday I thought Clemson should have been favored by 6. Today this line's a little high. Should be like 2. But
I think so.
This NC State team, man, now that they're rested, especially, I mean, you got to remember, they played 5 games in 5 days, then had the Selection Sunday mayhem, then went on and had to travel, and then had to play on Thursday, and then play again on Saturday. Teams had 5 days off now. They played a lot of games in an 8-day span. So they should be rested. They should be ready to go.
I
honestly think this is your national champion.
Someone here loves Marquette today.
Who's that?
Marquette, baby, let's go.
Who's that? Oh,
listen, the bottom line is this. Look, NC State, if they can contain Tyler Kolek, they got to contain that kid. Force him right. Every team I've seen
why did they let him go left ever?
Force the kid right. Make him play on the right side of the court the whole game. You got a chance. Mm. You shut him down, you got a chance.
He's so good.
So that's what it is. I think they do have a chance. DJ Horn lights it up. They shut Kolek down. They can win.
I think they're going to frustrate Marquette underneath. I think that people underestimate how important them having two centers that could start on almost any team in the country. I mean,
that one kid's a great passer.
Diarra is big, by far the most
big sexy. Well, Burns can pass nasty, the ball,
but
man.
Diarra is by far the most important player on that team, and no one has any idea. He is so important. Yeah. That lanky fucking do everything kind of glue guy in the middle. He's Burns and Horn get all the attention, but DR is that X factor. So I like State. Bill, what are you on there?
I'm on NC State with you. I mean, I hope I want to get a nice little hedge opportunity. Marquette is good though, man. I'm scared of Marquette. This is gonna be a really tough game for them.
Yeah, it's just
fun. But I think the 7.5 is a lot.
It's too many. That's crazy.
It is.
Honestly, over the last 2 weeks, North Carolina State is the best team in the country. It's like you almost can't argue it. I mean, they took down Duke, took down UNC, took down Virginia 5-5, ran through the tournament, and then ran through their first 2 games. Like, I don't know how you give this team 7 points right now.
They're playing better than they have.
Oh,
all
by
year.
Far. Yeah.
What and they have that? The coaching. They have the coaching advantage in this game too.
Yes, I would agree with that. You think Gonzaga knocks off Purdue? Is it finally time Purdue goes down?
I think they beat them. They got better guards. They go 6'10", 6'9", 6'8", across that front line, big front line, athletic front line. They got guards that shoot the shit out of it, four of them. They're deep. Yeah, I think second half you're going to see Purdue make some turnovers. I just don't think they got the backcourt that can hang with Gonzaga, and I think they pulled this win out.
Hoff, what do you think?
I think NC State's going to win.
No, what about Gonzaga-Purdue?
Oh, Gonzaga. Yeah. Not even a question.
This has to be the day. This is a bad matchup for Purdue. So. I mean, they're one of the teams, like Howie said, is. That can throw big bodies at Edie, because all they have is Edie. Outside of that, they're trash.
Yeah, that's it.
They're getting another one. How is this line what it is? How are we getting six for Gonzaga?
I don't know, because I just really – look, you got Mark Few. Mark Few, arguably, is the best coach in the country. Arguably. I mean, what they made, like 10 Super 16?
Yeah, and he's honestly probably like the most tenured, you know, legend left, right? Like, he's up there with like the Krzyzewskis and the Izzos. Like, you have to put him outside of the championships as far as like win percentage, yeah. What he's done for the program, how long he's been around, and how good a coach he is. He's one of the few legends left. He's a monster.
His guys play well in college, and then they play well in the NBA. Look at Hachimura, man. Hachimura has turned into a beast. I mean, he's a good coach.
No, Hachimura has been playing fucking awesome lately. He scored dropped 30 the other day. He's fucking – he's really playing a lot better.
That's a Gonzaga guy. Patty Mills. They got tons of them.
Yeah.
They got good
Sabonis.
Guards.
How he's fucking awesome.
Yeah, Sabonis. I mean – you know, they lost in the national championship a few years ago to North Carolina, and I mean, played them tough, and it wasn't even one of his best.
Listen,
teams.
If Gonzaga can shoot the three like they've been shooting it, I think they shot like 50% in the last two games. They could shoot 50% again from three, they're not losing.
Yeah, this team, I jumped on them late in the season, and then they let me down against St. Mary's, and then I say it every time, they just have a St. Mary's problem, but this team's good, man. This team could win it all. Like, I have a funny feeling, and UConn's a wagon. I get it. After UNC going down, dude, you may see a weird team win this whole thing. I just got a weird feeling UConn's going to get knocked off at some point, and you're going to see like that.
Illinois is going to beat them.
Yeah, I just got a weird feeling, because everyone on TV is just like, they're unstoppable. It's like, okay, that's when you got to start worrying.
Here's the problem. Illinois got that kid,
Shannon,
who came back, and he gets better every game. He's averaged 25. He scored 25 in every single NCAA playoff.
Shannon's a monster.
And I'm telling you right now, this isn't like boo-boo. This kid is a lottery pick, and he's going to go off. Connecticut has nothing to do. They can't stop this kid.
You guys are insane. So, you guys are insane. UConn is going to destroy every team that remains left in this tournament. I don't care what you say. They have the best. No, they have the best coach left. They have the best offensive sets in the half court. Their offensive sets in the half court are by far better than anyone else in the country. If they execute, they're going to win by double digits every single game. There's not a single team left that can beat them. I will put me down on record right now for that.
I'm kind of with Hoffman.
Illinois is going to win. Illinois
will win every.
I'm kind of with Hoffman on this.
Of course it is, because you need them to win the bracket pool.
No.
Yep.
Illinois is going to beat them.
I don't know I have a weird feeling that.
But Howie, that half court offense that UConn runs is exceptionally
Their offense is throw it into the big guy. The big guy finds a three open three.
No, it's not. I know all their sets, dude. Sure it is. They are way better than
everyone. Give me one.
I know their playbook. They run.
You know their playbook?
Dude, they run like three plays.
No, they don't.
It's not a complicated
no,
set.
No, they don't.
Oh, my God.
Do they run the triple option?
Yeah, dude, what the hell are you talking about? This is basketball. This isn't football. There's only three things you can do.
No, there's not.
You can pass and screen away.
Not.
You can screen the ball.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's not.
You're talking to someone that coached basketball for 20
like
years.
This debate.
Who studied motion offenses, who studied Pete Carrillo.
All right.
You better screen. You're telling me they got a complicated offense?
It's not complicated, but it's the best, and it executes. If they execute it, they're not losing. okay? And they do.
Yeah, they haven't played anyone yet.
And they do more than three things. I'll tell you that for damn sure.
Let me tell you something.
They do like
10. St. John's played them three times this year. In all three games, St. John's could have won.
Well, St. John's is another team that has good offensive sets in their half court. Okay, that's why they play them well. That's why they match up with them. But UConn
just runs a motion offense. He doesn't.
I do one thing.
I highly disagree. I think they got great players. The reason UConn's good is because they got a 7'3" mutant in the middle who has unbelievable skills.
He's one of the most underrated players in the country.
Klingon could be the best guy. I think he's better than Edie. I think offensively he's way better than Edie.
No, Edie's a G leaguer after this. Like, there's no chance that Edie does anything.
I mean, Klingon is one of the most. He's the most highly skilled kid. I said this last year when they won it. That kid is just he's away from. He's so head and shoulders above everybody else.
The thing about
Klingon
that's good is he doesn't need to score. He doesn't need the ball. He just executes the offense. But yeah, he's cool.
Speaking of him,
he's a great passer.
He may have taken a bag in the first half last night too, because he missed a lot of easy layups in that first half.
Yeah, that was.
Well, I'll tell you another thing. UConn has not been shooting the ball great lately. They haven't been shooting the ball great lately. They've missed a lot of shots. If you notice, look at all the points they've scored the last two games. Most of them are fast breaks.
Dude, they are.
Most of them off the break.
Yeah, but that's going to revert back to the mean, and then once they do, it's over.
Over.
Like, they're winning by double digits. They're winning by 30 without shooting the ball good, Howie.
It's over. Huh?
What are they going to do when they when they shoot 45% or better from the field? How much are they going to win?
Well, let's look at the 40. Two teams they played. They played Northwestern, who was a very average to shitty Big Ten team. Then they beat San Diego State, who lost to what? Utah State, Boise, New Mexico. Lost to all those guys. Yes. They finally got to play a real
team. I agree with that. I think Illinois is going to be a better test for them. They're flipping. They're going to win by double digits. Push comes to shove. They're going to fucking.
I think the reason. Luke, what do you got going on over there? You got some ladies?
I'm walking the strip.
Yeah, tell them you're on national radio. Tell them you're on with Tommy G and Howie Dewey and some lawn care guy.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Right. You know why Hoffman's all fired up today? Because the Dukies take on the Cougs at fucking 6:30. Hoff, what are you going to be doing? You're going to be fucking running around with your dick out fucking for the Duke game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let me just say one thing. If you are painting your nails as a male right now, you're dominating in the world. Like, everyone who paints their nails as a male is crushing it.
It's even Bill.
I don't know if it's a Duke
game.
I don't know what it is.
How about tonight, Poplawski? Has a 6'4" guard covering him.
The fuck's Poplawski?
That's who's covering Poplawski tonight. The fucking kid from Duke. The Pollock from Buffalo or wherever.
Filipowski.
Yeah, whatever his name is.
Oh, I wish Filipowski and Baycott played.
They're all the same.
Mascot and Poplawski going at it.
Baycock and
Hey, Poplawski. Odell's on TV, Bill. You see that?
No.
Odell Beckham's on TV. I wonder if they're going to talk about how he's gay. Go on, Howie.
What's he eating? Eating a Nathan's hot dog?
Dude.
Fucking.
He loves the sausage. He loves that white sausage.
Listen, tonight, look, you know that you look at Houston's starting five. They go 6'4", 6'3", 6'2", and then 6'1". That's their starting five. And it's been the starting five all year. They lost four games with a 6'4" center. He's actually a guard. He starts five guards, Kelvin Sampson. I fucking love it. I love it. And what do? They beat the shit out of teams.
And the crazy thing is they're still good at rebounding, too, even though they're not big. I don't know how many times I can bet against Houston and almost win in, like, an epic upset. I got it at Iowa State. But the Oklahoma game, they should have beat them. The UCF game, UCF should have beat them. Texas A&M could have beat them. Went to overtime the other day. I just feel like I don't like this team, man. I don't like Houston. I know you guys love them. I don't like them at all.
Yeah. Look, I like them. It's a blue-collar, junkyard dog mentality.
Size. I don't know, man.
Look, the bottom line is, look, Duke railed on UVM. Because they lit it up from the three. You can't You nobody likes.
Yeah, they shot. They hit 10 of their first 11. Yeah.
Yeah, and when Houston guards you, they pick you up at half court and they hack the shit out of you. They push you. If the refs don't call every single foul tonight, I think Houston runs away with this. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
I think the way to beat Houston is you have to rain from three, and Duke has been raining from three. So we'll see if it cooled off after four.
If Duke gets a lead by seven or more,
that's the thing. Houston can't find.
Because the other thing is Duke has the advantage late in the game because Houston's not a good foul shooting team, and Duke is. So if Duke's guards stay out of foul trouble, Proctor and McCain stay out of foul trouble, it's gonna be tight. I don't know.
So Howie, you're on Houston. Hoffman's on Duke, Bill.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't bet Duke in the tournament. It's been a rule for me for my life. But I'll give you my honest opinion. I think that they're going to beat Houston tonight, and that's unbiased. I'll tell you when
that's
they're going to lose.
That's fair enough. They got a shot. I'll be honest. They have a legitimate shot because those guards are playing the best ball they've played all year.
Yeah, dude, I'm not going to load into it at all. I love the first two games, and I love the fourth game, which we'll keep to ourselves, people got to sign up to get.
I'll drop a little on Houston. I think
I want to take Duke, but I don't know. I'll end up probably taking a stab on Duke, but I don't like it. How about, by the way, yesterday, that Illinois game? Could Illinois have, played worse and still won? Like, Iowa State shot 50% from three and 82% from the line. Iowa State literally shoots, 65%. They're, 280 in the country from the line. Iowa State shot 50% from three and 80% from the line. Illinois missed 23 pointers and 14 free throws. How do you have 29 free throw attempts and shoot 51% and still win the game?
Because one word. They got out rebounded.
Yeah.
Illinois fucking killed them on the boards, man.
Yeah, I mean, that was crazy. I just
and turnovers. How many times did you see Terrence Shannon grab the ball, take two dribbles, full court, and dunk?
Yeah.
I mean, he had a few steals.
Yeah.
He's going to be an amazing NBA player, Shannon. He's super athletic.
I mean, where does he go in the draft? He's got to go top 10, I would think.
I would pick him top 10. The way the NBA works and the way the spacing in the NBA works and it opens up, it's so much easier to score in the NBA than it is in college. Yeah, he's going to be great. Yeah.
He's 6'6". He's a beast.
And he's he's got a great build. He's strong.
He's little mini Lede. Yeah. All right, Howie Dewey. We appreciate it, brother.
All right, guys. Let's bang.
Get out of here. Go harass some old ladies in the city. Don't you just picture, every time Howie gets off just harassing Asians or old women in the
city? Yes.
Right? I don't think he does anything else. I think he just stands outside and just harasses people. This is so great. Bill Rupp, what do we got in the Major League Baseball today there, Rupp and Rackets?
Right now we're on bro.
The only reason I'm not kicking you a lot is because I know you got to kind of come on and off mute. So if you want to talk, just jump in.
We're on the Brewers right now. So if anyone wants to get in still, it's top of the fifth. Brewers have a man on, one out. It's minus 102.
So is it fair to say that for five innings you screamed and it's the same score as when it started?
Same score. I think the Brewers.
So do you agree that your screaming was a little unnecessary?
I think the Brewers have the better bullpen. So I would love for stupid little Diaz to come in today and get rocked with his stupid little trumpet. Give me that trumpet. You know what I'm mad about? This is what I'm mad about.
Hold on. That Diaz stole my song and now he's famous for it?
No.
That I had a SiriusXM 8 years ago?
No. I'm mad that Hader looked so fucking good yesterday and pitched so well in the
end. Rackets told me he was washed 2 years ago.
That guy did not look washed yesterday. I'll tell you that. And I wish the Yankees would have gotten him.
Are you going to retract that now, Rackets?
They definitely dropped the ball.
Told you, dude, whoever gets hit.
All right, let's go. First and third. One out. First and third.
Dude, Arby's commercials. I mean, whoever makes Arby's commercials should make every fast food chain's commercials.
Yeah, they make their stuff look so good.
I mean, we never ate there for 10 years, right? And then I moved next to one. And I mean, it's fine. But their commercials are incredible.
That was a perfect execution of a hit and run, Tommy G.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, the Brewers did it very well.
Do you know what I'm doing right now again today, Bill? I'm going right back to the well with the initial max bet from yesterday, and I'm going over on the Yankee game again.
Yeah, listen, I don't hate it. Rodon is a huge question mark. I think the Yankees can get to Javier, so I don't hate it.
Yeah, I'm going right over 8.5 minus 140. I will take that. I will gobble that up. Rackets, what do you like today?
I think Rackets is working right now. I think he had something to do for work.
Let's see. He's still in here, but
yeah, no. Still but I here. Think he said he was doing stuff as he was in here.
What else do you like?
I'm on the Dodgers and Arizona. Dodgers and D-backs parlay. It's my, it's actually a max bet for me today.
Oh, wow, wow.
Yeah, I'm going max bet for second day of the season.
I went max bet right out the gate, bang.
I like it. I like this parlay a lot. I don't have to worry about Yamamoto. Dodgers top of the lineup is so insane. You know what's crazy is all three of those guys are going to be battling for MVP against each other.
And same thing last year, the year before.
I mean, Betts, Otani, Freddie. I mean, it's insane. It's insane.
I like it. I like it. I'm going to be betting the snakes every day. So I like that. Hold on. Why did this thing just kick off? What do we got? Thompson and Miller. Yeah, definitely. I like that. Money line, both of those. Minor interest. I kind of want to take the Padres here. Right, if the Giants aren't winning it with Webb, they're probably not winning versus Musgrove. Minus 140 seems a little light.
I don't know, Dad. The offense is looking good. Manny Machado tried to break a bat over his knee yesterday, and that didn't go too well.
He's a stupid jerk. Yeah, I think I don't like much today. What do you think about Philly's game?
Oh, I think it's going to be a great game. I can't wait to watch it.
Are you excited to watch it? You sit back and just enjoy it like a fan?
I'm actually really excited.
Have you ever enjoyed anything in your life, or do you just
– I'm not excited
for the screaming?
I'm not betting on it, so I won't be screaming.
Really? So what do you do? You just like not watch – like you can't pay attention to something you're not betting on.
No, I'm really not betting it.
You're just going to enjoy an afternoon baseball game at 12.
Yeah, listen, I didn't bet on the Yankee game yesterday, and I was.
Oh, you're a Yankee fan.
Yeah, I was going nuts. But the Braves Phillies is a great game. Strider Wheeler. But I think anytime you can get the Braves minus 136, I think you should take it. Mm-hmm. I am not going to take it because I want to.
You're just gonna sit back and enjoy a nice pina colada and some afternoon baseball.
And I got max bet already.
So. What are the odds that Bill ends up with a bet on that game at some point? 99% or 100?
Contreras, suck a fat one. Wow. Oh, my God. Mark Hamill's dropped it. He's sending him. Play at the plate. Safe. 2-1, Brew Crew.
See, that warrants a yell.
Told you guys to get in on that.
That warrants a yell, though. Mark that was fifth, sixth inning, right? Tie game. Now you can yell. Not the fucking second play of the game.
Top five.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's about it for baseball.
All right. Is Constantino in here?
That I don't know.
I texted to see if he was coming on. He did not respond.
Okay. Let's move forward then. What do you like? You like anything on the ice, Rob?
Or
anything in the NBA? There's only one game today, actually. Devils Sabres. I do like the Sabres in that game. I think Sabres are plus 120 when I saw it before.
Let's see. So hold on. As I was saying before, there's a lot of games today. Clippers, Magic. Clippers need to win this game. Lakers, Pacers. Lakers need to win this game. Warriors, Hornets. Warriors need to win this game. Suns, OKC. Suns need to win this game.
That sounds a theme.
Knicks, Spurs. Knicks need to win this game. And then you got the nightcap. You got Minnesota versus Denver for the one seed. What a day in the NBA.
Are you just going to sit back and watch? Are you going to make any bets on this?
I'm going to bet. I have to see the lineups. So far, I saw Hoffman had a parlay with the Knicks. I think the Warriors, something else he had, which I kind of liked.
Are you excited to apologize to me when Denver wins Oklahoma City finishes third, exactly as I said was going to happen in the West?
No, I won't.
When I told you, just ignore the regular season. At the end of the year, Denver will end up with the one seed.
Well, yeah, they're the one seed now. So this is
No. You were saying, oh, they need to turn it on. They're not playing well. And I said, at the end of the year, because the regular season doesn't matter, they will end up the one seed. And they're going to end up the one seed. And your Minnesota's and your OKC's. Yes,
this is a huge game tonight.
It is not. They're the one seed. They're going to end up the one seed. It's a fact. Yeah,
it's for the one seed tonight.
It was written in stone. No matter how it happens, they're going to be the one seed at the end.
Another one. Mavericks need to win tonight too. So, and the Kings. I mean, this just doesn't stop.
I mean, Bill, literally, you got to stop what everyone needs.
Done it. There's eight games left in the season, dude.
Bill, right. So here's the deal. There's eight games left in the season. And there's only two teams that need to win: the Warriors and Houston. No other team needs to win. It'd be nice if every game
for the last 11 games is a must win if you're a six seed.
Okay,
who cares?
So there's a half a game between Dallas and the Suns, and that sees who goes in the play-in game.
Okay, all right, two teams need to win.
Do you want to go in the play-in game?
Listen, if you're on the 6-7 or if you're on the 10-11, you need to win. No one else needs to win.
Okay, also.
No one else needs to win.
Also, do you want to play the Lakers? If you're the one seed,
they suck.
I mean, Tommy, you're an idiot. I mean,
Denver.
I mean, if I'm Denver, the Lakers
haven't won a game against Denver in 4 years.
If I'm Denver,
I'll play the Lakers more than anyone in the world. Denver would rather play the Lakers than the Wizards.
And I think Minnesota is well suited to not play the Lakers because I think the Lakers can beat them.
Everything's a must win.
Well, it is. I mean, like,
there's 12 games left. Must win.
You don't think it's a must win?
For the five, six seed. Must win.
Tommy!
For the one home game, in game seven that 90% of these teams aren't even going to get to.
Dude, what are you talking about? This is for the play-in. You don't want to be in the play-in.
No, I told you the play-in games are must wins. You named 12 must win games.
Phoenix.
There's no must win game if you're the 4-5.
Okay. So the 7, 8, 9, and 10 seed today, all – no, hold on. The 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 seed all play today.
Okay.
And they're all within
now watch
four
this,
games
Bill.
Of each
now
other.
Watch this. And watch how
not,
fucking retarded
not
you are.
Wins?
No, because
you're
watch this, you
you're
fucking
so stupid.
Ape. Listen to me. How many games are left, you fucking stupid fuck? How many games are left?
73, 9 games. 8 games.
9 games left, right? Hoffman, I'm going to turn this fucking retard off and talk to you. Hoffman, in order to secure your seed and in order to be where you need to be, how many games do you comfortably need to win of your next 9 to get basically where you want to go for 90% of these teams? 6? Where'd this fucking kid go?
I don't know.
He's muted.
Evan, I'll ask you. So these teams that are fighting for seeds, they have 9 games left. Is it fair to say that all these teams we're talking about, if they go 6-3, they should probably maintain their position or better, correct?
Yes.
Which means that they are going to lose 3 games and still be fine. So every game for the rest of the season cannot be a must-win game because they're allowed to lose four of them, you fucking idiot.
What are you talking about?
They're just important games.
You just went 10-0, you fool. What are you talking about?
Bill, all these teams. All right, I'm going to show you this. Look at the standings. Half the teams that lose tonight are going to move a half a slot, and they'll be right back where they are tomorrow.
So Houston, who's won their last 10 games.
No, you're talking about the outlier.
Houston, who's won the last 10 games, who's one game behind the Warriors for the
last 10 games. You're talking about an outlier.
Every single game is a must win for the rest of the season.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If the Warriors go 1-8, is every game for the last 9 games a must win for Houston? Or do they only need to win 2?
No, because
you fucking idiot.
No, because every game's a must win for the Warriors.
Bill, I don't think you ever have or ever will understand what must win means win or go home. Must win is game 7. Must win is final game of the season, Rockets-Warriors. not 10 games okay, left. You're playing the winter.
So that game in December, must win. That game in December when the Lakers fucking
then it was a must win.
Well, lost by one.
Was it a must win?
Which to you was a meaningless game. Meant everything.
No, Bill, not to me. To LeBron James, it was a meaningless game. So, like I told you, they don't. You said the Lakers cared and they didn't even play their players.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
All right, every game's a must win.
Yes.
Every game of the year is a must win. Right.
No, right now, especially right 100% now.
100% every game is a must win. If you lose, you're out, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's it. Everyone loses, they're out. All right, whoever loses today is out.
If Houston loses, they might be out.
All right, dude, that's one team.
Shut up, dude.
You're so stupid. But here, must win for 2 months. Lakers fucking have 40 must win games. They keep losing and they're moving up.
I want to take OKC tonight against the Suns. Just Suns are just, I can't figure them out. Sometimes they're fucking great. Durant will fucking dominate. And then sometimes they're just average. So I will decide that later. But the rest of that, I mean, these games are awesome. I'll be watching as a fan. But I might take Denver and OKC tonight. So we'll see.
I think OKC, Lakers, and Mavericks are all live.
Yeah, well, I like it.
I'll have every team in the NBA that loses tonight in my thoughts and prayers since they are officially eliminated from the playoffs. Hoffman, any final words, my friend?
Nope, let's just win a lot of money again.
All right, Bill Rupp, final words. Would you like to add any more must wins?
No, but no Mike or Trevor today?
Text the book.
Just shut it down.
What happened?
I said, no, I haven't texted any response, so I'm just shutting it down.
Oh, okay. So Saturday, we have truck race and Xfinity. And Sunday, truck race and Xfinity, yes, Saturday. And then Sunday, we got the Cup. We won all three races last week. The truck race live we hit. And then we hit the Xfinity race. And then Trevor and I had the Cup race. So we're killing NASCAR, guys. Killing it. So
and you don't have anything yet, right? You come up with your stuff on Saturday.
No, we got three races this weekend. Two on Saturday. I can't wait. I'm so pumped. I have one that I love for Saturday, but you got to sign up for it. I actually love it.
OrDeep.com. Sign up for a week. Sign up for a month. Buy the Bible. Do whatever you want. Just get on board. Hoffman, anything else? Did I kick to you already?
Yes, you did.
Evan Hand, final words.
Rigged.
Rigged. For Howie Dewey, Evan Hand, Joey Rackets, Luke Hoffman, the lawn care guy, and myself, Tommy G. Good luck. Stay cash, motherfucker.
Let's go!